Healthcare has become a high-risk job in the wake of the coronavirus, and we're seeing this in real time at a nursing home in Washington State, which has become the epicenter of the outbreak there. Joining us to talk about the impact of all of this on home care workers, we have with us Aijin Pu, director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Aijin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.
So home caregivers, they're much like hospital workers. They're supporting some of the most at-risk people, the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions. And their duties on these jobs are most often a necessity. And what's particular about them is that they go into people's homes. Can you describe how vulnerable they are right now?
Right. Well, while everybody else is running from the coronavirus, they're running towards it in terms of supporting one of the most vulnerable populations, the elderly, and also they support people with disabilities in their homes with all kinds of activities of daily living, everything from moving, bathing, eating, administering medication, making sure that people are healthy and safe. And they very much see their role as protecting the elderly from crises like the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah. How many people are we talking about here in this profession?
There are an estimated 2 million home care workers, 4.5 million direct care workers overall. So that includes people who are working with the elderly and people with disabilities, both in the home setting and in institutional settings like the Life Care Center in Washington, which has been an epicenter. And these workers are mostly, vast majority, women, women of color, and immigrant women. And these jobs are historically incredibly insecure jobs, jobs that have no job security, no access to a safety net, no paid sick days, and poverty wages, which means that there's no savings for emergencies. And they have historically not had adequate access to health care and health insurance.
Let's talk a little bit about perhaps some of those that work for agencies or are employed by individuals. Do you know specifically if agencies that employ home caregivers are putting together protocols because of this virus?
I'm sure that some of them are. And I will say that the protocols that we've seen have been extremely inadequate. There are protocols that we're all seeing, right? Directives like stay home if you can, which is not a possibility for the vast majority of domestic workers who cannot afford to miss a day's pay and also do not have paid sick days. And there are directives like wash your hands. And yes, of course, direct care workers know, domestic workers know they have to wash their hands. They pay an incredible amount of attention to basic hygiene, and it just isn't enough in this moment. And people are concerned that if they start to have symptoms, what will they do? Will they have access to testing? Will they have access to treatment? Right? There's just a lot of unanswered questions that people are grappling with right now.
What should the government, do you think, be doing to protect these workers, if anything? What would you like to see?
Well, one, there's a few critical solutions here that can be acted upon right now. One is the Domestic Workers Bill of Rights, which is federal legislation that would ensure health and safety protections and sick days and other critical safety net pieces for this workforce that works in our homes caring for some of the most important and vulnerable populations. And there's a piece of legislation called the Emergency Paid Sick Days Bill that's being discussed right now, sponsored by Congresswoman DeLauro and Senator Murray, that would offer 14 paid sick days for all workers in times of public health emergencies like the one that we're in right now. And this is key because it's not just care workers who are on the front lines. It's millions and millions of American workers who are in precarious, temporary, part-time positions, who have no access to paid sick days, who really need to be able to take one in this moment of crisis.
That's Aijin Pu. She is the director of the National Domestic Workers Alliance. Aijin, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.